7 after the hour, as it's time once again in our week to review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. And as a special added incentive, I don't know if he feels special, I hope he feels special, part of what makes this all work as we work our way through the charts from the folks at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find by going to Talkers.com, along with Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, all kinds of things that surround the talk business. Pretty interesting week, Michael. Happy to have you back again to celebrate. A lot of celebrating going on by people of various religions. And I'm not sure whether that fits in here. I don't want to take the sting or the delight away from you by exposing any of the top 10 items that are there, because that's your job.
Oh, it's always good to have a job, and it's certainly no sting, lots of delight.
Uh-huh.
Major League Baseball action at number 10 certainly is fun and nice, and a reminder that summer's coming, although it's coming in fits and starts in many parts of the country.
Isn't that part of the story, even the weather and the angle that's come of it? Some of the pitchers and participants are complaining. Pitcher's got to have a warm arm, I guess, in order for it not to blow out. And some are complaining that the season is starting too early, it's too cold, and they're too at risk for injuries. What do you make of that?
No, it's true. It's very dangerous to play baseball, especially for pitchers, in cold weather. And, the weather is a factor for these outdoor sports. Look at football. Football is amazing what human beings, not just the players, but the fans and the referees. Imagine being a referee.
Woo!
10 degrees below zero, and you're out there.
Green Bay, Wisconsin.
they should just build domes and indoor sports everywhere. And,
right. Be done with
it. A lot of people listening to this will be infuriated. I mean, there is, a constant debate about that in terms of purists. So, do you remember when you were a kid, when you were involved in spring or summer sports, and you'd show up for practice early, for baseball or softball, and it was cold on those mornings?
You have what my friend Ernie Geller calls synchronicity. Yesterday, I was driving by the local field that's used by the high school athletes in my community, and I was watching the kids getting ready. They were practicing baseball. They were also doing track and field. And man, because I used to run track on this same field, it brought me back like a shot.
Right.
When I was a kid and it was cold, we'd go out at the end of March, the first of April, because they wanted
to
get the events going before it got too close to the end of the school year. And that's exactly what you just described, is exactly what I was thinking.
It's a feeling that you can't describe it, but you'll never forget it. Those cold mornings when you're beginning the summer sports or the spring sports at the very beginning. Another feeling I can remember was when I was a kid, I used to go fishing and couldn't wait for the summer and the spring. Yeah. And I'd be out there at 6 in the morning, 5 in the morning, and it would be cold on those March and April days.
Yeah.
But you had to, you look at the calendar, it's April, we've got to get out there.
Yeah.
And you just remember that forever. At number 9, we have the Limbaugh-Colbert
flatulence.
I don't even know what to say about that.
I think there's too much a focus on Limbaugh, or too many people following the leader, if you will. Yeah, Limbaugh, you could predict what would happen under the circumstances. And you do have to wonder, all the conversation that's come from a lot of other people, a lot of other circles, regarding the choice. O'Reilly's been all over this as well. The essence of whether CBS has dug themselves a hole. And it does kind of, we've talked about this before in relationship to the issues that are discussed on the air and how they're handled. If you take a particular tact, whether it's left or right, you're immediately wiping out half of the potential audience. And that's what a lot of people think the choice of Colbert does to late night television for CBS.
Yeah, although he might be smart enough to stay away from politics, and he's more a comedian necessarily than a politician. You know what bothers me about the direction the late night talk shows are going in? They're not talk shows anymore. They're more produced comedy shows.
Yeah.
Back in the days of Johnny Carson, and you may remember Jack Parr.
Oh, sure.
Jack Parr was a talk show host, and you never knew what was going to be said. Johnny Carson was funny, but it was spontaneous.
Yep.
There's no spontaneity with guys like Colbert and Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Even Letterman and Leno became very scripted as the years went by.
I think and Kimmel is the worst.
They're more like Saturday Night Live than they are like the old Tonight Show and its early days when it was mostly spontaneity. They had a few skits that were very funny, and even they were spontaneous. I miss the spontaneous conversation of those late night shows, and there's nothing, hardly anything spontaneous anymore about those shows.
Yeah.
Colbert's selection is more in that direction, don't you think?
I do. I was thinking, as you were talking about Jack Parr, going back to Steve Allen and the silly, 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 silly stuff that he used to do, and the only reason he didn't stay is because he thought that it was too confining, and that's when Jack Parr came on. Whole different approach, as you said, a more intellectual approach. Steve was a good skitster, but that stuff was all impromptu. He had all of his crazy people that were on there, and why not? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
But that's, you're right. It's just too predictable, and the business about Limbaugh taking a shot or O'Reilly is too predictable as well. So you got to wonder what the people at CBS are thinking when there must have been. I mean, Johnny Carson wasn't that well known. Sure, he was doing Who Do You Trust when the Tonight Show call came, but he wasn't that well known. Parr wasn't, certainly. Steve Allen developed his whole career out of basically the initial exposure on the Tonight Show. So why do they feel like now they've got to find somebody that is already recognizable? In this case, it may hurt them. You know as well as I do, we've talked about this a lot on this program, about how hosts have been around a long time, and maybe I'm an example of this, Limbaugh is an example of it. There is a predictability, or at least some people think, okay, I know what that guy's all about, I'm not going to watch him. I even heard a discussion on The View this week with somebody who's a woman who's a sports talk show host in New York. I can't remember her name, but she was talking about how she wasn't going to watch Colbert because she didn't like his politics, and the conversation came back around to, well, when's the last time you watched him? She said, I haven't watched him for years because I don't like him. So even if they do rebuild or repurpose Colbert, he's got that rap. They're going to have to work hard if he's going to do a general interest program, as you're suggesting, needs to be done. They're going to have to do a lot of work on the image that he already has.
Well, I suspect that some of the suits that run things don't really know what the purpose of these shows are. I think they think they're all the same show, and they try to go for something that's proven. Unfortunately for them, it's proven in a different arena.
Well, they have a different approach to getting ratings because it's all viral media now. It's all the digital connection. It's Twitter and Facebook and, you know, all of that stuff. And these guys are big at connecting that way and getting an audience. Look at Jimmy Fallon, how many followers he's got, that sort of thing. And Jay Leno was happy to tell you he didn't do any of that stuff.
Well, he's old school. He's old school, and he concentrated on the show as opposed to the promotion of the show.
Right.
Nothing promotes better than quality. You know, if you have a great show and a good platform, you don't have to send out a lot of mail.
Speaking of a great show, this is the Talk Radio Countdown, the review, if you will, of all of the things, the stories that have made it into the top 10 according to the research at Talkers Magazine. Editor and publisher Michael Harrison here with us.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Question for ladies and gentlemen. Are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319. Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Adams. Responsibly.
Doug Steffen here going over the charts from the world of News Talk Radio for this past week, the week of April 14th to the 18th, with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. We're at number 8.
Yeah, number 8, Bloomberg versus the NRA, and that's tied with Sebelius running for the Senate, perhaps. And, yeah, those are kind of interesting. I don't know what to say about them.
Well, I think the Bloomberg thing, the way it's been played again by the right, is that he's going to go toe-to-toe to try to get people to get out of the NFO. The NFO, good, Doug. The NRA.
The NRA versus the NFL. No difference.
Right. Anyway, the essence of it is trying to pin some kind of liberal image on Michael Bloomberg, who is not. He's done a great job of not being either. He's just been an issue-oriented guy, and he feels strongly about things, and so good luck to him. It's not like he, you know, some people, I heard some people calling radio programs, Michael, saying, Bloomberg, he should be excommunicated, or he's not a good American, or get him out of here, you know, that kind of foolish.
One of the things that marks the conservative movement is that it's very judgmental of its own.
Yeah.
And if you're not as right as the person who thinks that they're more to the right, then you're a liberal.
Yeah.
That's part of the whole thing about the different mindset of people that call themselves conservative and people that call themselves liberal at this point in time. There's a tremendous number of liberals in terms of types. Liberals are all over the place. The whole nature of liberalism is that it's hard to really peg it, whereas conservatives are very single-minded about what conservative means, even though there are many kinds of conservatives. They're less tolerant. They're less tolerant of each other, hence terms like RINO, Republican in name only.
Right, yeah, that kind of stuff. Right. All right, number 8 now having been scrutinized, we get to number 7. Number 6 coming right up as our review of the hot stories, the big topics this week in talk radio continues. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Now, with our overview of the top 10 stories this week in the world of News Talk Radio, something that is a passion of mine as a follower of fashion. I guess I have to pay tribute to something I've been doing since 1974. And so we have this time together, Michael Harrison, who's been at the helm at Talkers for about as long as I've been doing talk radio. We go back together a long time. And so we've developed sort of a rapport and a relationship based on giving you this information every week, going through the top 10. We are now at number 7. In the review, this is something that makes me nauseous. I'm wondering how it affects you, Michael.
Well, I mean, what aspect of it? We're talking about the Boston Marathon bombing anniversary. It's been a year. And, I mean, obviously, when you say it makes you nauseous, it's a stomach-turning story. What aspect of it? Are you just talking about being reminded about it?
Yes, the news media.
It's being memorialized.
Yeah, the news media memorializing it in terms of fear. Well, what's going to happen? Where will it be bombs placed today? And the cameras have been there for a week already. The race isn't until Monday. And yet you'd think the last week there was nothing going on in Boston except what happened a year ago. And this is the kind of stuff that most people find sickening when it comes to the news media, television especially, but radio to a lesser extent. The overcoverage, the creation of non-stories, and frankly, the crud that comes out of these people that are just, I mean, why would you stick a microphone in the face of somebody who lost someone last year and have them, let's hear here, how has your last year been? You moron, what do you think my last year has been about? That's the kind of stuff.
I don't understand that. It's been such bad taste. But this whole thing of memorializing things and turning them into media holidays really is kind of nauseating. Now, how do you think it should be handled? Do you think that it should be ignored completely, or it should just be mentioned in passing?
Well, we all remember what happened last year during the Boston Marathon. I don't have to be reminded about it. And I think I don't think it needs to be memorialized in this way. This is only for the benefit of people trying to get an audience and make money, which is what their business is all about. Everybody understands that. But still, is there any sensitivity at all to, and what we've done is dig ourselves a hole so that no matter what we do, the terrorists have won. That's every time you turn around to a story. That's it.
And it's always a case of closing the barn after the cow got out.
Yeah.
It's like now we're going to have super security at the finish lines of a marathon race, like terrorists would do that again. Usually they move around and shift their...
It's like the TSA. Nobody's going to go blow up planes anymore. Nobody's going to go do... And even if they were going to try, the TSA isn't any value to preventing that. It's the same kind of stuff. It's us being led around by the nose by people who just want to control your life. And all of it is a cynical plot to basically control your life. That's the way I see it anyway.
I don't know if it's a plot as much as it's a cynical syndrome.
Yeah.
And it's self-perpetuating, because the irony is people do like to watch that crap.
Yeah. All right. And number six. Let's spend a minute on the Kansas City situation.
Yeah, there's Nazism all over the place right now, mm-hmm. between Kansas City and what we're going to be talking about in the number one topic with the Ukraine.
Yeah.
Anti-Semitism is rearing its ugly head. It comes in spurts. It never goes away. Plus the slayings of emotionally disturbed people. As you would say, what can you say? It's a what can you say anymore kind of a conversation.
Well, you look at a picture of this guy and you know what you want to say.
Yeah.
This is a cretin, a Neanderthal, a guy who is taking air on the planet that ought not to be from people who ought to be able to breathe without having to bring in his oral excrement. I just find these guys like
makes
this.
You wonder, how does humanity spawn this kind of person?
It's a hate. Somebody put it very interestingly. It's a hate list, the bucket list, a hate bucket list. This guy's coming to the end of his life. He wants to leave his calling card. 28 after the hour.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money. 800-543-9262.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer 5-3-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated. Staples.com/copy.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Of the hot hits, the hot topics. Michael Harrison is here as we review the stories gleaned by the folks at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. You can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. There are a lot of unique and interesting radio programs that are over at talkers.com. You won't find them anywhere else. Same about the sort of thing that's on Talkers Television. Thus, the continuing presence of Talkers Magazine is sort of the Bible of the talk radio world. And as that happens, Michael and his staff reviewing all of the radio stations, the programs, the hosts around the country to come up with this list every week of the top 10 topics. So number 10 is Major League Baseball action. Number 9, Stephen Colbert being introduced before he actually gets to the job on late night. Mr. Bloomberg and the NRA at number 8. Boston Marathon bombing controversies, number 7. The Kansas City neo-Nazi slayings, number 6. That brings us to number 5, Michael.
Yes, the IRS and the Department of Justice Tea Party connection. Basically, we continue to learn as we mature and become aware that there's tremendous corruption in government. And what else can I say?
Jeez. These people investigating themselves. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, people using their power for political purposes, whether it's what's going on in New Jersey with the Bridgegate, or whether it was Watergate, or it's using the IRS to investigate political movements that you do not like. This stuff goes on. It's a hardball, dirty business. And I find it interesting how people glorify these politicians like they're great people who are sent from God. Forget it.
Well, under the circumstances, why would you expect somebody in the same administration to investigate or come up with something legit investigating other people in the same administration? The other side of it is that when you get down to brass tacks here, there is, and I think you just sort of said it very well, the sort of thing that the Republicans say, look at these guys, look at what they get away with. Like the Republicans have never done this before. Hello. Well,
that's the point. Hey, both sides do it. When will people learn? And this comes back to journalism. Journalism has got to rebuild itself as a separate entity from partisan politics. Journalism has to be its own party, its own mindset. as opposed to what's happened now where journalists are seeking to please their choirs and build audiences at the sake of truth.
Have
victory
access.
At the sake, victory instead of truth.
Isn't that part of, we've both been involved in various news gathering organizations that needed access, and they learn sometimes the hard way that if you write something bad about somebody you're trying to cover, you're not going to get much access anymore. So how are you going to get at the truth?
Well, it's called digging and working and investigating, as opposed to being a suck-up and getting to sit in the second or third row at the White House press.
There you go. That's it. You got it. Number four this week in the story column. What's the... this is... Something talking about politics and stuff. This also seems kind of ludicrous, doesn't it?
The 2016 presidential race, which began right after the last presidential race. That's it. We're constantly in the presidential race. And I don't know. In some ways, that's upsetting. In other ways, maybe it's the way it should be. Maybe we should, hold all presidents' feet to the fire and have them accountable for the entire 4 years of their elected term.
Well,
how do you feel?
Yeah, I think that's, yeah. But why do we start 2.5? Most other countries, matter of fact, I challenge you to find any country that is a so-called democracy that we aren't really. We're a republic, but there is, people who don't know think that it's a democracy. We spread democracy around the world. Well, there isn't another country that has elections, another country anywhere. I challenge you to find another country that goes through the hoopla of this for as long. Most countries, England's a good example, they have like an 8-week period. That's it. You're done.
Yeah.
8 weeks, it's over.
But just to be fair, many of these places are parliamentary, and they don't elect the prime minister. They don't elect the president. They just are the leader of the party that's in power in parliament.
Right.
And from that angle, they're constantly bickering, constantly trying to undo the position.
And they're extraordinarily disrespectful to the other members of the party. You listen into the things that go on in the British parliament, and you wonder, woo. Well, listen to that stuff.
Yeah, so they really do battle it out throughout the whatever the elected terms may be. It's unusual when people elect directly the chief executive, and that chief executive is supposedly answerable to the people.
Yeah.
We've lost sight of what the Founding Fathers intended when it came to the three branches of government, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial.
Yep.
They don't do what they're supposed to do anymore.
And, it's all politics.
The whole thing of checks and balances has been perverted.
Yeah.
I think we don't have to go back to fifth grade social studies.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Let's go. Meanwhile, we get to the number three item in the story column this week from Talkers Magazine.
That's tax day and the benefits recipient statistics. April 15th comes, and it's a great holiday for television news because they usually interview people sitting in the parking lot at post offices.
Right.
It's like the interviews they do at malls the night before Christmas.
Yeah.
They can use the same video every year. They don't even have to have new video. Taxes is really one of the root subjects of any political discussion. How high should taxes be, and how do we use our taxes, and who what is the purpose, and who's accountable?
Well, whether there should be the dirty 800-pound gorilla still never gets addressed because everybody's afraid to address the fact that the Constitution doesn't allow for income taxes, and so the 13th Amendment, which is never really, well, I think it has been challenged, but it has been politicized and therefore upheld. The fact that if you can dig around in a couple of different places in the Constitution and find where the income tax completely escapes from the scrutiny that it ought to get. It is not legal.
Well, that's one of them. Remember there were people that were going around saying, pay your taxes?
Right, they went to jail, all of them.
And they all went to jail.
They all went to jail.
It's true.
But it is true they went to jail, and it is true that they were right. But who's got the sun?
Well,
that's why
I'm laughing. It's just, you know, what do you do?
Yeah, well, that's it. You
I'm
see,
not really
you
laughing. I'm laughing from frustration.
Yeah, because we have so many things going on in this country. There's a perfect example in Massachusetts, where you and I live. There is a public entity called the Mass Water Resources Council, and the NWR Association, whatever it is, but this is a group that's been usurped. State legislature passed, after a lot of pushing from a lot of cronies, to allow this group to control the water in every community in the eastern half of the state. So now, and they all said, this is going to be cheaper, it's going to be better for everybody, it's going to be wonderful. And now everybody's rates are 60% higher than they were before this thing went into effect. When you find, like, the town I live in has found a well that can provide about 50 to 60% of the water the town needs, the MWRA is trying to keep them from accessing it. And they've taken it to court, spent $1 million keeping us from getting our own water.
Wow.
You see, that's what's government has gotten so big and out of control. These sorts of things happen all the time. And on tax day is the only time this sort of thing comes up. You look at Rich McFadden of my staff has the best way of looking at this. He says to everybody, whenever we talk about this, look, if you get a paycheck every week, 2 weeks, every month, whatever it is, look at the withholding. See how much money you are paying to feed this god-awful machine.
Right.
And when you look
run
at that,
run by corrupt politicians and bureaucrats.
Yeah. And so if you look at that, you then become upset and want to do something about it. But you just say, okay, I got you made $1,000 this week. I got $700 to spend, so I'm getting my cash and I'm not paying attention to what happened to the $300. Yeah, that
yeah,
goes.
And by paying it, I stay out of trouble.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, I don't
like
want to
extortion.
Get in trouble.
Right. Pay your taxes and stay out of trouble.
Exactly. All right, number two and number one coming up as this exciting discussion of the issues of the week continues. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, is here as usual.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
All right, we have, as usual, a tight schedule. We're discussing the top 10 items, according to Talkers Magazine, the stories making the rounds on News Talk Radio, a lot of the great radio stations, the independent hosts on local stations, national programs that discuss the issues. Michael Harrison reviews all of that with the staff at Talkers Magazine. So we're up to number two now, Michael.
Right, and we should at this juncture tell people that these are just the biggest issues that are being spoken about nationally, but there are many, many more issues, especially in local talk radio, where there's issues that, you know, most of us haven't heard of that are very big in each locality, and some of them are not even left versus right. One of the nice things about local talk is that they're issue-specific and don't necessarily reflect, you know, broad strokes ideology. That's why local talk radio is so important. But the king of the national issues is at number two this week, and that's Obamacare criticism. Everybody likes to criticize Obamacare, and of course those that are supportive of Obama have to figure out ways to defend Obamacare.
It's difficult in reality.
It's funny when we have these issues that the people that support the politicians behind them are hard pressed to support the actual practice and the policy.
Right.
And that's what's happening with Obamacare.
Right.
The irony of it is most people don't understand any of it.
Yeah.
Healthcare is so complicated, and I certainly I don't want to put myself out there as an expert on healthcare, but rather I'm an expert on BS, and there's an awful lot of that. Well, an awful lot of that floats around in people talking about these very complex topics in simplistic terms.
Uh-huh. The BS, and, you've got your BS detector. You got the tinfoil up high. All right, let's get to number one then this week.
Mm-hmm. Russian aggression in the Ukraine and the latest outburst of conversation in that big topic is that the Jews have reportedly been targeted by the interim government in Ukraine with a alleged pamphlet saying that the people who are Jewish have got to identify themselves, list their assets, register, or be deported, very similar to what happened in Nazi Germany as Hitler rose to power. And all around the world, Jewish people and the Jewish community is up in arms, outraged, and concerned, to say the least. And this is all broken this week. This is a new story, and it's spreading like wildfire.
Well, it has legs, and I'm betting as we get into the issues in the week which starts as we end the overview here, we start a brand new week of conversation, and this is something, especially after the weekend holidays, Passover, Easter, where people may be thinking about this sort of thing and wondering themselves, how does this sort of thing exist in the year 2014?
Well, because we don't learn from history, and things exist in 2014 that have existed in 1914 and 1014 and 14 AD and 14 BC.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Do we progress, or do we just have better machines? I wonder about that. Or do we progress, you know, two steps forward, one step back, and this is a one step back? I mean, basically, our consciousness seems to be raised. We seem to be smarter about right and wrong. But who's we? When you look around the world and you see genocide exists, you see corruption exists, you see stupidity and injustice, we have a lot of work ahead.
Yeah, we do. Thank you for your work here. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine. Check out talkers.com with the charts for this week.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now 53 after the hour, as our overview of what's been discussed this past week comes into the focus, so we sort of prepare the way, sort of a catharsis, it's an opening of the waters, if you will. I'm like with Moses, right? That's appropriate for this weekend. Spreading the water so I can get to the other side with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is here every week at this time, or most every week at this time. Law degree from Boston College Law School. He has a general law practice and also is an expert on identity theft at teacher's law. So he has great background for us to discuss some of the legal ramifications of the big items. I have in front of me a warning from Norton. One of the things about Steve is that he runs a website called Scamicide, scamicide.com. You've heard about Heartbleed over the past week or so. So a lot of these protective devices are trying to share a bit about what it is and how they, in this case Norton protecting me, protecting their customers and the steps you have to take to protect yourself. I don't know that I really understood. I mean, I just re-upped my Norton antivirus and took everything there was to take, so I figure that's going to make me safe. Am I kidding myself?
No, you know, the good news is that can help you significantly. The bad news is, as you notice, Norton and all of the others are responding to the problem after it occurs. So here's the bad news. The bad news is your best antivirus and anti-malware software is usually about a month behind the bad guys. So effectiveness against the worst that's out there is about 5%.
Yeah.
But it's better than not being protected, so it definitely is something to do.
They suggest going to, at least Norton does, safeweb.norton.com/heartbleed. Do you know anybody who's had this problem? Rich McFadden's here with us.
Everybody has it.
But has anybody had a problem with it?
Yeah, here's the interesting thing about it. It really is an important thing. Go to that website. Click on see if your particular websites that you deal with had this problem. This Heartbleed dealt with something called OpenSSL, Secure Socket Locator. This was something that would encrypt our data. So when we're sending personal information or credit cards or anything like this over the line, they always looked for on the address line. It would start with HTTP, and you wanted to see an S, and the S meant it was Secure Socket Locator. Now we find out, for the last 2 years, there has been a flaw in the program that people could exploit to get your information. But here's kind of what you're saying, Doug, and this is true. Up until last week, when a Canadian 19-year-old, upon learning of this, hacked into a site and stole information on about 900 people, this particular flaw was a mistake. It was a flaw. It wasn't a virus that was planted. And therefore, really, until it was announced to the world and announced to the hackers, this thing didn't get actively exploited. So most of us managed to dodge the bullet like many of these companies like Amazon and Yahoo fixed it within about 2 or 3 days. So most of us are okay, but it's more a warning of how vulnerable we are.
You should still go and change your password for all of your vital sites.
Absolutely, because now it is out there to the bad guys, and you've got to change your password.
All right. Next up, speaking of bad guys, you have written and spoken a lot this past week about Fraser Glenn Cross and the media. Not so much, we've got a lot of anti-Semitic stuff going on between what he did and the attention getting here in our country and what supposedly, whether it was a forgery or not, was going on over in the Ukraine with Jews reportedly being targeted. This guy, when he ran for the United States Senate and got 7 votes in Missouri, spent a lot of time, and you write about this, and actually at Talkers Magazine, regarding what really the impact of all those ads was.
Yeah, it was an interesting thing when the news a week ago came down of the shootings in Kansas. The guy's name seemed awfully familiar, and Cross has also gone by the name Glenn Miller. And as under Glenn Miller, he ran for the United States Senate in Missouri in 2010. So what happened was he was able to put on racist, anti-Semitic, vile ads that radio stations and TV stations had to broadcast, because if you choose to take advertising from political candidates, you have to take anybody's without censoring. Ultimately, after a few months of these things, the FCC made a ruling and said he was not a bona fide candidate, and they were able to take it off.
Right. One of these people, I heard from a listener this week, a reference to this guy, Fraser Glenn, whoever he is, as somebody who had a hate bucket list. Getting toward the end of his life, he wanted to exercise himself on all of these areas where he's just been so active all of his life. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, check out Scamicide.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.